Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am so here. All right, couple things. What are you cooking? What do you got going this weekend? Are you doing kind of indoor-outdoor stuff? Are you just dashing out to the grill because you're so eager to grill? I get that. Are you baking? You know I live on these on this information. We got dueling text lines going today. I've got one open and Jonathan's got one open. We're in the middle of a crossover. So you can send what you're up to Jonathan at 81807, or you can text it to me on the regular call-in line. That's one I can see. That's 651-989-9226. So I want to know what you're up to. It's mid-May. We got the lull before Father's Day, after Mother's Day. What did you do for Mother's Day? I'm interested in that one, too, if it's food-related. I'm interested in other things, too. All right, so here's what we have today. We're going to be talking to one of my food heroes, the Elizabeth Minchilli. If you think, like, whoa, Dara, you've had a lot of food heroes on this year. I know. I don't know why. I've like ascended to some level where all of a sudden I get the superstars. And I'm very happy about this. I was one of the little nobodies on the startup team at gourmet.com back in the like 07, 08, 09. And that was when I first became aware of Elizabeth Minchilli. And she does these Roman tours. You can go and have pizza tour with her. You can go on another kind of food tour. Those are kind of some of my things I've wanted to do my whole life, and we get to talk to her today. So in addition to talking to her, we're going to have a bunch of Italian grilling recipes, and we are going to have a nice lengthy amount of time for an Ask Me Anything. You got questions about what to eat, what to drink, how to do it. You got questions about restaurant news. I have some questions already teed up, but today is the day. We have been kind of shortened by the twins. God bless them, but not this week. This week we got the whole show. Also, I will take questions about beer. Kind of thinking about doing a little more beer for spring coming up. And so that's it. We got plenty of time for us to visit. Then I've got Elizabeth Minchilli. We're calling her in Italy. Not fancy. All right, so we're going to do a couple of questions because we don't have her on the line yet. So one of the questions I got was, so I did my big roast beef commercial story, Hot Beef, talking about mainly the best hot beef sandwiches, the best hot beef commercials. I strongly feel this are the pot roast versions. You like put a piece of meat in the oven and you cook it for a long time. Then you use the drippings to make your gravy, and then you get like chunks of pot roast basically on bread, and that's the best one. So people are asking, what about our heritage, you know, deli style roast beef? You take a big piece of beef and then you slice it on a slicer, and then you get, you know, big piles of roast beef. Okay, so did I go to Wally's in Mavericks for this? I absolutely did. Okay, here's my true feelings about Wally's. Wally's is a treasure. It's down in Bloomington, just a little roast beef place inside an office building, and it is glorious. You go in there, you get a roast beef sandwich. If you really know what you're doing, you take it over to the little fixins bar and you get your jalapenos or your horseradish. Make it all up just the way you like it. It is a treat and a joy. But they do have an option for kind of a blue plate special where they pour gravy all over it. It is not good gravy. Wally's I love you to death. That is not good gravy. Ditto for Mavericks. I love Mavericks. That is a treasure of a place. And it is just selling bad gravy. You guys, you just can't open packets and cans. It doesn't work. It's not a good flavor. Certain things can be pre-made, like ketchup, and they're delicious. And certain things that are pre-made, like gravy, are disgusting. And I don't make the rules, but that's just kind of how it is. All right, so that is my feeling about the Wally's Maverick situation. All right, I got another question. Underrated restaurants. Holy moly, I could talk about this for 1,000 hours. You know, us people in journalism, like, we're kind of breaking news. Unfortunately, and this is just terrible, but it's the way it all works. Journalism is concerned with things that are new because the things that are new are news. And so we're always leaving really great restaurants kind of in the just uncovered. It's uncovered in different ways. Okay, so one example of an underrated restaurant, how about Curran's in South Minneapolis? That was started as a burger stand, I think in the 40s or the 60s, like a long time ago. And then it turned into a mid-American restaurant, and it is just a great place. They're kind of famous for their strawberry pie, which is good. They have really great burgers and then just kind of American food. And it's basically kind of like a fancy diner, but it is just a great place. Okay, another underrated. How about Digidio's? That's on West 7th in St. Paul. It's kind of heading towards 100 years old. Great. They make their own sausages. It's big, like, American red sauce joint. Real deep St. Paul roots. Love Digidio's. All right, so those are some underrated restaurants. And what are some more? I don't know. Why don't you text me? Text me your own underrated restaurants, because I could make my own list forever. There's also places that opened a few years ago where the buzz is past, but they're still really good restaurants. I am thinking of, and St. Paul's Rice Street, the Nose to Tail Eatery over there. I'm drawing a blank on the name, but I'll figure it out in a second. And it isn't, people are always like, oh, why can't you cover all of these places? Oh, Jack's? Jack's in St. Paul, in Northeast Minneapolis, that's a classic. So that's a place that, you know, they have a bar. We don't ever talk about the bar food. They have just delightful steaks. And so those are just a bunch of the underrated places. God, Midori's Floating World. That's one of my absolute favorite sushi spots. We never talk about it. It's down on Lake Street in South Minneapolis. A lovely family. I could just talk about underrated places all day. It's unfortunate. There was a panel of food journalists in town the other day, and I didn't get to be part of it because I had some other breaking news I had to cover. But it's, people also don't necessarily want to know about things that are happening. I feel like you should write to all of us, and you should say, I want more information about restaurants that have been open for a long time. And because then we would cover it, because right now it feels like nobody really cares that much. All right, I got someone looking for kind of a new thing in ice cream. Well, Minnesota Nice Cream, that place that has just, we have a cone on the cover of the magazine this week. It is, they're a place, they make their own cones, they make their own ice cream. Like, a lot of people do that too, right? But then they pile it up with all of this, like, glitter and rainbow sprinkles and this, that, and the other thing. And it's just glorious, very Instagrammable. Their first location, like brick-and-mortar location, opened last year in Northeast Minneapolis, and now they opened one in Stillwater. So when the, you know, when the sun is out and it's a beautiful day, that. Go to Minnesota Nice Cream, so MN Ice. All right, well, we're going to break here. Hopefully, when we come back, we will have our wonderful guest, Elizabeth Mincilli. If not, we might have an all-hour Ask Me Anything. We will find out when we come back. All right. Dara here. We're still trying to work out our technical difficulties getting Elizabeth Mincilli on the road. So, well, it's kind of fun. I get to visit with you without any interruptions. Just us. All right. I got a question about, we were talking about underrated restaurants. Got one for the Gopher Bar. Gopher Bar, Gopher Bar. I don't ever understand the Coney, the like roots of the Coney, why the Coney is such a big deal in St. Paul and nowhere else. Why, you know, because it's not like we're adjacent to Coney Island, New York, right? That's where the Coney comes from. I don't understand. Do you know why the Coney is such a big deal in St. Paul and then just kind of falls off, doesn't cross the river, not a Minneapolis thing, and it's like an old school St. Paul thing. Does anybody know why? It has something to do with railroads. Everything in St. Paul always comes down to it was about shipping things up the Mississippi or it was about the railroads. That's where I would tend to start because I don't know any other possible answer for that. All right, I got a question about why the resurgence in canned cocktails. You know, that I think we've just had this boom in cocktail culture and all of the distillers are looking for, and the think people who play along the edges of the distillers, the, oh, what do you call them? The bitters makers, all of those people, the homemade tonic people, they're all just looking to expand their businesses, right? So once you got your business, then all of a sudden you got to grow 20% a year. And now we have this explosion in canned and jarred and interesting little cocktails. So that would be my question. All right. Or my answer to that question. All right. So I got some other questions up and about. A question about who has the best pie in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Well, that, you know, there's kind of old school pies and new school pies. Sarah Jane's Bakery in Northeast is one of the places, the kind of old school classics, right? They recently changed hands. Mother-daughter team bought them, changed up a few things, moved to an all butter or all butter and lard crust, which I applaud. It's a better crust than it was. I know it's a little more expensive now, but I don't know. I'd rather pay a couple dollars more for a pie that's really good. Oh, and we got a caller in. Okay, so I'm going to finish up my pie thoughts, and then we'll get to a caller. That'll be fun. So the other great places for pie, you know, Stockholm, the Stockholm, Wisconsin Pie Company, opened a second location in Red Wing. They do an amazing job. Fantastic, fantastic, amazing, terrific job. The fancy bakeries like Patrick's, they do a good job with pie. And there's a new place that's kind of trying to raise money online called Pie and Mighty. I think that would be a first of a new generation, like young Gen Z millennial pie shop. So that would be cool. So there's a lot of pie. I think that it is one of our heritage foods. I think that a lot of people are intimidated by certain parts of the pie, especially the meringue top. And so, I don't know. I think that if you learn how to do a meringue top, all your friends are going to be impressed. And those are my pie thoughts. We got Betty on the line from St. Louis Park. Betty, welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yes. I listen to you every Sunday and Thursday.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and I really enjoy it. Now, can you tell me where I can, I'm ancient and honorable, where I can get liverwurst, that Braunschweiger? And my other question, have you ever been to or talked about the Convention Grill in Edina and their fabulous hamburgers? The owner told me years ago that the secret is they're good buns and they also make their own hot fudge. Liverwurst in the convention. The Convention Grill has been around for years and years and years.
Yeah, do you remember? You know, I have been to the Convention Grill a number of times. Funny story, just yesterday, I was trying to get together with a fellow mom. We were going to have lunch, and she said, where do you want to go? I said, what about the Convention Grill? And she said, my kids would kill me if I went there without them. Right? Do you remember the first time you went to the, or early times you went to the Convention Grill? I always think of it like shakes and just the malts and the big old footed glass, you know, malt thing, and then you get a giant straw in it.
You went there?
Do you remember going there?
Oh, yes. It was my husband. We lived in Edina, and it was in the late 1970s.
And you know what I always get when I go to the Convention Grill? It's a burger adjacent, the patty melt. Convention Grill does the best patty melts, I think.
Oh, really? No, I've never had those.
Oh, yeah. They just taste the pieces of bread, and you know what a patty melt is.
Oh, yes.
Do you think that the patty melt is like a Minnesota regional thing, or do you think it's national?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
my grandmother was born in Sweden, so I'm the Swedish cook. When we made everything from scratch when my kids were little.
Yeah, cookies. And what did you make from scratch from Sweden?
Oh, everything. Tapioca pudding.
Ooh.
That was a favorite. But the basic meats, roast beef, mashed potatoes, fried chicken, you know, the whole stuff that you make today or that comes, I don't know, pre-made or something.
You don't. Or do you think that fried chicken is Swedish? Maybe it is.
Oh, I don't know if fried chicken was Swedish. I just know that she was a fabulous cook. And one of the things that they made, she made her pie crust with pure leaf lard.
That's the best way.
Yes, and mince pie, it's almost impossible to get. And lemon chiffon.
Oh,
yum.
Those are all beautiful.
Liverwurst work, and I find liverwurst.
Well, now I'm a bit confused. Why do you think the liverwurst as an opposite of Braunschweiger, or is different from Braunschweiger? How are you making that distinction? Are you feeling like a liverwurst is more spreadable?
No, it's just a different flavor.
Just a different flavor.
Yeah, and I know they're different. You can get Braunschweiger everywhere. Osseo Meats, you know, they have such good stuff. But the liverwurst is almost impossible to find. It's only ancient and honorable people that know about it.
Well, here's what comes to mind off the top of my head. I know that J.D. Fratsky at the Strip Club, that steakhouse in St. Paul with a naughty name, he used to make his own liverwurst and have it on the menu there. And he is opening a restaurant down in, I want to say, Denison, that part, Nerstrand, like that kind of Dundas, maybe? That's what I'm trying to reach. Dundas. He's opening a restaurant down in the Northfield, Dundas part of the world.
Huh.
And I bet he's going to have liver there. But I will tell you that I love liverwurst. I grew up on it in New York. I never even heard of Braunschweiger till I came out here. And
yeah. Well, I don't know why it's different or where it evaluated from. I know what my grandmother made that you talked about, Swedish meatballs.
Oh, I love Swedish meatballs. Did she fry them, or was she an oven person?
No, I think she fried them, but it wasn't like the greasy fried. They were, and hand, they're delicate if you make them right. You know, she always hand rolled them and not a lot of handling. But, oh, they were so good.
Yeah.
I never made those. And she made something called something kaga that was a potato dumpling with salt pork and onions in the middle.
I never met a potato dumpling I didn't like.
Yeah.
that's my motto.
She said that was peasant food, so she would only make it for my mother and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, funny. You know,
she had some wonderful ideas. She was if there's any good in me, Dar, it's from that woman.
I bet that's not true, Betty. But
I love your program. I plan my Sundays so I can listen to Dara.
Oh, you made my day. Well, I would talk to you. Know, here's my funny recent liverwurst story. So, like all writers, I had just giant pile of receipts. I never deal with taxes until it's too late, or not too late, but you know, right up to the deadline. And so I was sitting there on a Saturday, just a mound of receipts all around me, and all I wanted in life was a slab of liverwurst on an onion with some mustard, and then I had that was delicious. I thought,
Vidalia onion.
Yeah, and I thought, who have I turned into? I was just sitting around.
Doesn't matter. You're a food expert. You're a foodie.
Yeah. Well, that's apparently what the part of my brain calls for when it's tax time. It's just liverwurst, onions, and mustard.
Yep. Well, I don't like mustard, but what is it called? I can't think of it, that I use on my meats. But anyhow, blessings to you, my dear.
Oh, blessings to you, Betty. This was super fun. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a little break here and see if we can reach Elizabeth and Rome, or see if we can't. I hope that we do for all our sakes. If not, we'll just continue to visit. Maybe you should call in. We'll find out when we come back. Dara here. All right, we're just having some technical difficulties. Maybe we're not going to get Elizabeth Minchilli. Maybe we'll get her back another time. All right, so it's just going to turn into an all Ask Me Anything hour. So you've wanted to talk to me? Why don't you give us a call? I am just reachable on the regular old text line. It is, you know the number, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We have a lot of time. We're happy to talk. All right, I got information on this whole J.D. Fratsky situation that is happening in Cannon Falls. That's where it is. So it's going to be the Artisan Plaza Food Hall. It's called Falls Landing. And that, I think, is our new hope for liverwurst. When I did my big hot beef story, they have liver and onions on the menu at Keys Cafe. And that is something that's really fallen out of favor. It is just a very nutritious thing to eat. Did you see the big news this week in Europe? Okay, so you know I've been talking about this for a long time. Belgium, the country of little Belgium, apparently has a big vegan population, and they keep ending up with sick, stunted, and occasionally deathly ill children coming into their waiting room. So they put out a medical advisory this year saying that the only way you can put a kid on a vegan diet, not this year, like this week, they put an advisory out saying the only way you can put a kid on a vegan diet is if you are basically supervising them the entire time and looking to make sure that they're getting adequate nutrition. I have been saying this for years. Brains are made of fat. Nervous systems are made of different kinds of animal fats. There are no vegan cultures. In the West, we kind of think like, oh, they're vegan in India. No, they're not. They eat a ton of dairy, a fair amount of eggs, tons of dairy, tons and tons and tons. Not a vegan culture. And you think, oh, Japan. No, not vegan. Eating tons of fish. You can raise a child very healthily with different animal proteins like dairy, eggs, and fish. You cannot, you just can't be vegan. It's dangerous. And I don't care what your yoga teacher told you and how emphatically he told you it. It just doesn't happen. So I'm happy to see that in Belgium taking a stand against this and just kind of letting all of the general practitioners know. We need to kind of change the conventional wisdom. People are afraid to stand up because you get these violent, crazy, angry emails and texts and threats to your employment. But vegan lifestyle, not good for children. All right, what other questions do you have for me this fine week? We've got Vincent in St. Paul on the line. Vincent, welcome to the show.
Yeah, aloha from St. Paul.
I love St. Paul. You don't have the secret to the Coney, do you?
There's the old one down here on, I think it's St. Peter here, the original Coney, but it's now where people go in, that you got to rent it out for.
Right. I've peeked in the window. I know exactly what you're talking about. This giant, beautiful bar, yep. Exquisite space, not for everyday visiting.
That there is for special occasions. You ever go to a Skyway here in St. Paul?
I do, and not as much as I could because my office is in Minneapolis, but let's see, La Loma has a tamale shop now in the Skyways. I love those.
You got Whole Fan. You ever been there?
What's it called?
Whole Fan. H-O.
No.
And it's Chinese, it says, but the people, Vietnamese.
Oh, that's That sounds good. Do they have good?
Oh yeah, I go there. Like I try to get, you know, if, especially if I feel it under the weather, you'd get rice soup, and because you know I tell them I don't feel good, or you know, oh, I got it this weekend. I got it on a table. I'm gonna cook it up here. It's got carrots, potatoes, rice, meat.
That is wonderful. And you know that I feel like that is the essential human food. I don't know if you remember, a few years ago we had this food anthropologist on the show, and I was asking him about the first foods, you know, like the first like cooking foods that, you know, the human species really ate. And he said it was basically take some seawater, that and anything else you could get it, and then cook it all up in a bowl. I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. That's like our essential food is some kind of a soup.
Right. You're talking about making me hungry here with ice cream and these pies and everything. That's, I got to get some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have such a great Vietnamese food scene here in town. I just remember the weekend, which was the kids. I really wanted to go to the Dairyette in St. Paul for Mother's Day. That was my vision. We were going to have, you know, malteds and burgers and sit and just have fun. You've probably been to the Dairyette, right?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, it's all the way out on Minnehaha. It's in East St. Paul. It's.
Oh, I just walk here. I.
Well, you're good for the environment. That's what we're all supposed
well,
to
I
do.
Mean, I don't drive, so I gotta. If I want to go out and eat, or if I go up there to the, well, the Veterans Building, I'm a vet, so I go up there on the Capitol there with the. They're still in session, so.
Well, thank you for your service.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. Was it? Which war was it?
I was going to get drafted, but I joined the Navy back 69. I come back 73.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a, you know, we have such a chaotic world we live in now, and so few people serve, and thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much. I know you got probably other people to come on there, so.
Yeah, we do, but I'm happy to talk to you. All right, I'm gonna thank you for your service. I'm happy you called me about the great Vietnamese places we have in the Twin Cities. We are just really lucky. And thank you, Vincent St. Paul. We're going to go to Jackie in Columbus. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So I heard the call that was wondering where there's good liverwurst.
Oh, yes.
There is a fabulous deli called Kramarchik.
Oh, of course.
Ukrainian deli. Their liverwurst is the bomb.
I am going to go.
It's like we go there, I get a pound of liverwurst, I bring it home. I don't even see it by the time I get back home the next couple days later to have myself a sandwich, because she just, it's fabulous.
It is fabulous. You know, I forget about that. That's the kind of thing where you just get in your lane. Every time I go to Kramarchik, I get the vareniki, which are those little dumplings that are so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the goulash, and I've been sleeping on the liverwurst. What do you – okay, here's the question. What do you do with liverwurst? Is it straight up? Is it mustard? What?
It really just depends on the day and how much time we have. I really like a hearty bread, little mayo – little tomato, and a nice slab of liverwurst on there. Maybe some lettuce sometimes.
Oh, lettuce! You're like going to it's like a California burger practically.
Oh yeah, we grew up on a farm, so you know we always had some fresh veggies available, and we made our own bread usually. You know, or if we didn't have our own bread, then it'd have to be just regular white bread. You know. But if you make your own bread, oh, my goodness, you put that. You know, and they have, the desserts are a bomb there. You know, we do the chocolate royale, which they sell for like $5 for about a 4-inch square. And that's another thing you have to watch out. If you bring it home, it might not be there when you get back.
There's always on one of the great Minnesota institutions on, you know, right before Memorial Day, maybe the Friday before, the line at Kramarchik. I mean, people drive 45 minutes into town from their ritzy suburbs to get the giant Polish sausages and everything.
Yep, and going next door, you know, to where you can actually eat it warm, you know, it's almost, it's dangerous because you walk in there and you know, just by the smell, you gain 5 pounds.
Now I'm remembering I was there a couple months ago and got the cabbage roll. And that sounds very simple, and it is, but it's like the best. It's so good.
Their pierogies are pretty darn good, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, see, I've always wondered why we don't have more. When I grew up in New York City, every diner had pierogies, but it's not like that here.
No. At Uptown Market, you know, you can go there and you can do like a taste of the nation type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of hard to find. You really have to look for those little mom and pop, you know, actual, you know, where it's, you know, that this is homemade stuff. You know, we're good old, you know, Minnesota salt and pepper is our general spices of the day. But, you know, to get the oddball spices on there, you know, you really have to look for it.
Well, that is a hot tip. All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. You have a good day now.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I'm Dara. I'm from Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. We are doing an all ask me anything question. We're a show, rather. You got any calls? Got any questions? Call us. All right. The number, as ever, 651-989-9226. We're going to be doing answering your questions all the way to the end of the show. Apparently, the theme is liverwurst. People are feeling this cold spring day and really wanting to strengthen their blood. So you got liverwurst questions. You definitely are liverwurst comments. Call up 651-989-9226, and hopefully you'll be on the line when we get back. All right, we got some fun calls lined up. I got Pat from, looks like, Walker. Walk on.
No, actually, it's Walk On.
Oh, Walk On. Welcome, Pat. Thanks for calling in.
I have been listening to your conversation, and it's enjoyable because I miss liverwurst, not Braunschweiger, liverwurst. And I grew up in the west side of North Dakota, and we also had something that was barley liver sausage. And I would just be ecstatic if someone could tell me where I could buy that.
That sounds good. That sounds, you know, you're living in Eastern Europe and it's a weekday, not a special feast day or something. That's how...
It's German and Bohemian area, so it could be either one of those, but I think it's more German.
That sounds delicious. Do you just have it straight up or do you have it with mustard or something?
Well, you know, it's straight up, but it's a heated sausage. You don't eat it cold.
I love it. Oh, so it's like
it's a ring sausage, but it's definitely got noticeable barley in it and, you know, real liver.
All right, Pat, really, I got to tell you, if you bring that back yourself, I think you get all the millennials up in the yard. That sounds delicious and extremely healthy. I'm going to put that out to the world. Barley liver sausage. Anyone seen it? I want some now myself. All right, next up we got Kevin from White Bear Lake. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I was wondering if you've ever tried fried liverwurst.
Fried liverwurst. I've had fried bologna, but I've never had fried liverwurst. Tell me more.
You have not lived until you've had fried liverwurst. My dad, it was my dad's favorite, and I had 6 brothers and sisters. The whole family loved it. You do have to keep the windows open because it stinks up the house a bit.
My guess is you fry it in bacon fat or lard, but what do you fry it in?
You fry it in its own fat. Liverwurst has so much fat in it, you don't really even need anything. But you could put a little bit of ham in the pan or something, but you don't need much fat because it creates its own.
And then you just put it on, like, bread and there you go?
Yeah, you just put it on some toast with some mustard and... It totally changes the nature of liverwurst. It becomes kind of like a little spicy, like pastrami.
Mm.
It's got a flavor you'll never believe until you try it.
See, I'm just dying for this. This sounds delicious. And this is, you know, all over France, they're always like, we're having pâté, we're having pâté. up in the north, we were having liverwurst. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Kevin. All right. Next up, we've got Ann in Invergrove Heights. Ann, are you coming to this liverwurst party that we're having around the region?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
This is a question about borscht.
Oh.
Russian borscht. My grandma came from Warsaw, Poland. And when I was a little girl living on the farm, she would make this borscht, and we would call it pink soup.
Oh.
She made it with pork. I think there was pork, and then there was beets in there with the leaves, beet leaves, and potatoes was in there. And I don't know what else. And I think she made it with half and half or cream.
Oh.
But I don't know if you have any recipe for that.
I don't know, but I can start searching around. I grew up with a creamy borscht, too. My grandma used to make that, and she came from a little village in that kind of Russian pale. So now it's Poland. Now it's Belarus. Now it's Russia. And I think it was called Chanslakova. And she used to make, sour cream. That was what it was. It was a borscht with sour cream. Then you stir it around, and it becomes pink. We had a couple people wondering about where Kramarček is. Okay, so Kramarček is in the heart of Old Northeast. You go over the Hennepin Avenue Bridge. You're leaving downtown Minneapolis. You're basically there. So it's right on East Hennepin. It used to be across the street from Nye's, but it's not Nye's anymore. It's not the way it should be, the way it used to be, the way it ought to be. They have borscht there too, but it's more the chunky, you know, chunky stew kind of borscht, not that pink soup. I love borscht. We should talk about this. I'm going to get some borscht recipes. I'm going to put them up right now at WCCORadio.com. All my Italian grilling recipes are up, but it's cold. We didn't manage to call Rome. So if you want to see some wonderful Italian grilling party recipes and kind of plan for a party maybe this week or next weekend, Go to WCCORadio.com. I will say that one of the recipes is so groovy. It is grilled bombettes, like little bombs. All those people have been saying liverwurst with a bomb. Well, Italians are saying these. So you pound some pork fillets. So they're very, very, very thin. Put some cheese in there. Roll it up. Secure it with a toothpick. Grill it. That's an Italian carnival food. Sounds good, right? It's like a cheesy bratwurst, but fancy. All right, so what is happening next week? Next week, we have Patrice Johnson, a Viking historian, and she's going to come and talk about this big Viking show that's happening at the American Swedish Institute now and running through October. They had a special Viking food expert out. She was making nettles crepe kind of thing, and you think, oh, that sounds very modern, but no, it's Viking food. So all Vikings next week, but till then, you know, may your grill stay hot and your fridge keep cold. And may the rest of you keep just right. And I will see you here next week on Off the Menu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.